And now, from Star Worldwide Networks, it's time for Don Cromwell Live, an insightful, entertaining look into all aspects of the music industry. You'll never hear music the same way again. Now here's your host, producer, songwriter, musician, and former Air Supply and Eddie Money bassist, Don Cromwell.
Yeah, welcome everybody. All right.
We are here.
I love the energy. Like Rockin' Robin says, in studio, real people. That's the way it's meant to be. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in tonight, whether you're listening live at this very moment or the podcast some future day where you're having fun somewhere, somehow. But I'm really excited about tonight's show. T-Bear's here. Lawrence Juver's here. Man, the music before the show is it's just awesome. But before we go... move forward. It is July 13th, 2022, and one of my dearest friends' birthday today, Mr. Maitland Ward. I'm guessing you're probably listening out there. I've known Maitland since 78, playing nightclubs and doing the whole thing. Great guitar player, singer. I love you like a brother, man. I hope you're having fun. Happy birthday. That being said, Richard T. Bear, man, what's shaking?
That's the year I was born, 78.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday then, all year long. Richard T. Bear, it's a real pleasure having you.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, all right. I got to get up with the jokes then. Lori Reamer made it happen. I really appreciate that. As always, you're back in studio with
I'm
us.
I'm here. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And brought along a very special guest star, great virtuoso guitar players. Guitarist Lawrence Juver. Welcome, Lawrence.
Thank you very much. You know, I was just doing some math, and I know Richard since 1979, so he must have been still in diapers.
Yeah, but he could sing.
I was messing in my britches that year.
But he could still play a keyboard, man. No, but seriously, welcome, guys. I know you got a show coming up on Friday. I've had the pleasure of hearing your band at the Write-Off Room. Oh, it's been a while. Our dear friend Lee Blackman turned me on to you guys. And just a super band, anybody in the L.A. area, or I don't know if you guys go on tour, but Richard T. Bear is Dynamite Live, great band. Tony Braunagle, I've known for many years on drums. And you pretty much have the same players every gig, or you're the revolving chair?
Yeah, it's kind of down to a few players,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not real revolving, but we have some special guests from time to time.
Because everybody stays busy in L.A., and I'm sure it's bound to be a gig where Lawrence can't make it or Tony can't make it. I know you tried to get him here tonight, didn't you? Because play those
Tony?
Drums. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I looped him into the email.
Yeah, so. And he said he would be in the
He's
studio.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah, he is a busy guy. But everything I've heard from you guys has been phenomenal, the stuff you were sound checking before the show. I know you did a record on Quarto Valley Records last year. We're going to play some of the tracks, and Bruce Quarto I know pretty well. I told him you were going to be on the show and give a shout out to his label. They do a great job, and he really believes in his artist. And I believe you told me you just got picked up for another record.
Yeah, they asked us to do another album for them, and I'm very happy that to do that, you know.
Awesome, man. Well, why don't we kick off with some music? You want to play something off the CD or want to do something live?
Let's do something off the CD, then we'll do something live.
All right, so this was Lori's request, I believe. Track 5, it's called River of Resurrection with our dear friend Gia Shambati on vocals as well. Tell us about this song, T-Bear.
Well, that's a song that I wrote, which is really about, you know, wishing to be resurrected when you're having a down year or you're having a down time in your life and you want to go to the River of Resurrection and get a second chance. So this is all about second chances. And actually, you know, when I came up with this idea and I started playing it, my buddy Edgar Winter, I was running it by him, and Edgar said, this is a good song about second chances, because he's a very spiritual cat. Mm-hmm. And so he said, you know, when it comes ready for this thing to be recorded, I want to play on it. I said, okay, what do you want to play? He says, I want to play alto sax. So sure enough, Edgar came in the studio and we put this one down, and it was very well received. It went to number 7 or number 8 over in Europe. And that was really great.
What is it about Europe? They get charts of, you know, American tunes, and
hey,
it's so much harder here.
I had another tune that hopefully we'll play today that went number one in Europe. So, you know.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
Lori, you're right, though. I mean, people can't get arrested in the States. You know, they get airplay and find success in Europe. It really doesn't matter anymore, I guess. But that's exciting. This is off your record called Fresh Bear Tracks, correct?
Yeah, Fresh Bear Tracks, because I hadn't put out a record in 25 years.
Had it been that long?
It had been that long.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's why it's fresh.
All right, Fresh Bear Tracks.
And it was named by Bruce, right?
Yeah, in fact, Bruce Scordo said, let's call it Fresh Bear Tracks. I said, okay.
Clever.
Wow.
And there's a great video that goes with this song,
too.
Oh,
really?
So check it out on YouTube. Lots of great people on this record.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it. Well, I heard a little bit of it, but whole song, River of Resurrection.
Gets a second chance, where the world is much brighter and the hearts are much lighter, welcoming me with their outstretched hand. I could write a book about the things I don't know, but that river is calling and I got to go. All my best of thinking put me down on my knees. I've opened my eyes, I'm ready to see. We got to learn to live together. We got to learn to love one another. If we're gonna learn to live at all, it's a well-placed bet. I'll take a leap of faith with God as my net, where dreams come as light, where we don't fuss or fight, and peace will prevail throughout the land. There's a story about heartbreak and courage. The roads are traveled and the bridges are burned. Standing on the shores of redemption, I'm learning a new way. The tides have all turned. We got to learn to live.
Oh, sign it.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Heads were bopping and toes were tapping. Sounds fantastic, and what a great message, especially for now, this crazy old world we're in.
Yeah.
Outstanding, T-Bear. And I'm not surprised that did some business. It's a shame stuff like that doesn't make more of a thing out here in the States, you know?
Well, you know, it's gonna catch on. You know, people catch on when they come to my shows, when they hear the songs, when they listen to the lyrics. I write songs that tell a story, and it's really a movie between your ears.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just close your eyes and think about your life and how this song or this melody relates to what you're hearing. And so, you know, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be authentic. I'm gonna be genuine. This is what I do. I don't follow the rules.
Right, right. And you know, you talked about the large gap in doing a record. Were you still creating during that time, or you just weren't putting stuff down on tape?
Well, no, I wasn't. I was raising a family, and I had three kids. And my ex-wife said, you know, you're not going to tour anymore. You're not going to do this. You're going to raise your family. And I went to work as a light bulb salesman.
Wow.
In a company in Chatsworth. And that's what I did for a long time. And then I opened my own company, Bear Lighting, in Santa Monica. And that's what I did. I raised my family. I paid my mortgage. You know, my kids grew up. And when they got a little older and things started to change, I felt like, you know, it's time to make some music and things like that. I went through a divorce. I came out the other side. I met a woman named Nina, who this record is dedicated to. And she's the reason this record is here. She's the reason why I'm back in music. And that's, you know, it's a powerful statement. And she unfortunately passed away 2.5 years ago from cancer and didn't have a chance to see this thing come out. But she did have did get to hear it finished. And so that was really important. And what she said to me, which I take to heart and it's my mantra every day, is don't cancel gigs, be happy, go out, tour, play music, and fall in love again. So that's why I'm here. It's what I aspire to do with the rest of my life. And so that's why I took the break, and that's why this record's out.
That's an awesome story, and I'm sure your fans and music lovers alike are glad you did. And God rest your soul. We talked a little bit about the show. You know, I lost my wife. Danny lost her husband to cancer. It's not a fun journey, but it happens. And I love the fact that you've embraced her message and her inspiration.
Absolutely. You know, I would sit at the piano, and she would sit facing me at her desk, just 3 feet away. And she went back to college at UCLA to get her degree and become a tutor for UCLA. And at night, I'd write a song, and she would be doing her homework. And, you know, that's the way we communicated. And you know what? It worked. It worked really, really well.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, we all get inspiration from different areas and different people, but you know, sounds like she was an amazing force in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you've got lots of new songs on the forefront, right?
Oh, yeah. And so through COVID, you know, the last year of COVID, especially, the last 6 months, you know, I've been on a writing tear, and, you know, I would pretty much write a song every other day and send it over to Tony and Lawrence, and they were like, oh, my God, he wrote another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said, Richard, you got to stop.
Yeah, yeah. Attaboy, chime on in, Lawrence.
Then when we have enough material. So I wrote literally probably 30 to 50 songs over the COVID period, of which we have like 17 that we're looking at for the next album. And we also have 5 songs that didn't make Fresh Bear Tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That were extras, and they're mastered and mixed and ready to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're happy with that. I love writing songs. I love
You should mention what you were telling me about Ed Cherney.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Ed Cherney is the guy that mixed this record. A lot of you out there don't know who Ed Cherney is, but we when you look at your Bonnie Raitt album, Nick of Time, for example, or your Willie Nelson albums, or your Joe Bonamassa albums, or, you know, all those kind of the Stones and people like that. That's the guy that mixes those records, and he was phenomenal. And what I will tell you about this is it was a full circle with Ed and myself. He was around when I was making demos in 1977, okay, and got a record deal at RCA. He was the assistant to the assistant tape op in the studio.
He was in the mailroom.
pretty much. And he was part of that demo process that got me my first record deal. And so he was playing golf with Tony Bronicle one day. Ed passed away right after my wife from cancer as well. And he was on the course with Tony, and it was about 4 months before he passed away. And Tony says, "What are you working on, Ed?" He says, "Oh, I'm working on this." And he says to Tony, "What are you working on?" He says, "Oh, I just finished a Richard T. Bear record, and we've been working on it for a couple of years." He said, "Richard T. Bear? I haven't heard that name in 30 years." And he says, "What's he doing?" He says, "Well, you know, he decided he wanted to make a record. Who's the record company?" He says, "No, he did it out of his own pocket." And Ed said, "Who's mixing it?" And Tony said, "We haven't picked a mixer yet. We haven't got anybody." He says, "Well, I'm mixing it." And we said, "Ed, we can't afford you." He says, "You can't afford not to have me mix this. So whatever you want to give me, I'm mixing this album." And he did a brilliant job.
Fantastic.
He was brilliant and such a nice man.
Oh, the nicest ever. And just so good at his craft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Great stories abound.
Something.
What?
Let's play something.
All right. Lord.
All right. So go ahead.
It's all yours.
With bated breath.
You know, we came and brought a keyboard and a guitar, and Lawrence and I have been working on stuff at his studio. He's got a great little studio at his house. Not so little, but you know, it's great. And, you know, he's been really helping me with arrangements and song, and it's a beautiful relationship that we have, both Lawrence and Tony and I. And so this is one of the songs I sent over one night about 2 months ago. And we decided, you know, we like it enough to probably put it on the next album. And, you know, it's my tribute to I think, Bob Dylan. Because I listened to a lot of Bob stuff. And I said, well, what would he write about with what the way of the world right now? So this is what I came up with, thinking about lyric, like Bob Dylan lyrics.
And you decided he would like it.
Yeah, I decided he might like it.
Bob, let me see.
Sharks can never stop swimming. Writers need a beginning. Cheaters never stop winning. That's the way of the world. Losers need a do-over if they're living in clover. They want it over and over. That's the way of the world. So I fold up my past, put it away in the drawer. Got my back up against the wall once more. Evangelists never stop sinning. Politicians, they never stop grinning. Bill collectors, they never stop sending. And that's the way of the world. Ex-wives never stop spending.
Hipsters, they never stop trending. The banks never stop lending, and that's the way of the world. So I fold up my past, put it away in the drawer. Got my back up against the wall once more. Never stop posing. Builders always bulldozing. Salesmen never stop closing. That's the way of the world. The taxman never stop taking it. Counterfeiters never stop faking it. Oh Lord, I know it like the back of my hand. So I fold up my past, put it away in the drawer. Got my back up against the wall once more. Then I got my back up against the wall once more. Lord have mercy, got my back up against the wall.
Oh man! Yeah. Hey, doesn't hurt to have a guy like Lawrence there on guitar on that one either.
Telling him when the song ends.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, see, LJ is over there, man. He's sneaky. He's sneaky. Good man. It sounds amazing, brother. I think Bob Dylan would approve.
I think so too.
Huh? So you feel you captured your goal on that one?
Oh yeah, I like it. You know.
Yeah. Is that
evangelists never stop sinning?
I know.
Politicians never stop grinning.
That's right.
You know,
builders never stop bulldozing.
Right.
I'm in with that. And you guys playing that? Now you got a gig coming up Friday.
Friday night at Harvell's in Santa Monica, California.
Because I didn't know where Harvell's was. Lori's always so good about putting that stuff out, but I've never been to Harvell's. So
you would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
So you guys are playing there Friday night.
Yeah, Lawrence is gonna open with an acoustic set.
Awesome.
And then I'm coming on.
He's playing till dawn.
And then it somehow feels that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going for the Guinness Book of Records of Werewolves of London for the longest.
Awesome. And for those who didn't check in with the show that Lawrence did here by himself, he toured with Paul McCartney and Wings. And I've said it many, many times. Denny Lane's been on the show a couple times. And I told him, and I've told anybody who cares to listen, my favorite concert of all times was Wings Over America, 1976, the Cow Palace in San Francisco. I'll never, ever, ever forget it. Just a great group of people. How you been, LJ?
I've been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just busy. You know, during lockdown, I was doing Facebook Live 3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
What I call Tea Time with LJ.
Yeah, nice.
And I put out an album of, like, what I call select blends.
Mm-hmm.
Tea Time.
So clever. Get it?
Yeah, I do. Yes, Lori.
And then I also, on my label, just put out an interesting record. There's a composer named Dan Folliott, who I did many, many sessions with over the years, did Home Improvement, Roseanne. He did a show called Seventh Heaven, which very heavily featured me on fingerstyle guitar.
Mm. Wow.
And we had an archive of music that we'd recorded for the show that is really like complete performances. And we just put it out. It's called Journey to My Heartland. It's got Michael Jokum on drums, Dominic Genova on bass, Jim Cox on piano, and Gary Herbig on soprano, sax, and flute. And it's really...
you couldn't get any good guys?
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, the cats. You know.
And the cats.
But just, you know, that period was really important for me, because to be on a TV show, an hour-long show, dramatic show where you're making music, you know, once a week,
sure,
26 episodes a year for 11 years. Mm. And I would like plan my touring, you know, I'd do a gig on Saturday night in Chicago and take the early flight back to LA, and we'd be at the Capitol at 2 o'clock. You know, keeping my fingers crossed the whole time.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you got to fly in like 3 days before just
too
to
many
make sure
canceled
you get
flights.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's crazy out there. Well, congratulations on all your success. And because, you know, gigs like that, they don't come around that often. And, you know, steady.
Well, that's, you know, the TV business, those union gigs, when they, you know, when they really take off. It's,
Seventh Heaven, was that with Michael Landon? I could have it wrong.
No, Stephen Collins was the male lead.
There was some...
Della Reese?
I don't know. But anyway, it's great to have you back. Your guitar playing is just so amazing.
Thank you.
And I know you've been doing a couple gigs around. I've seen your name pop up. And
oh, yeah, I played McCabe's a little while ago. And you know, I played locally. I'm doing, I think, the 19th of August. I'm playing Coffee Gallery backstage with my trio. I have like upright bass and drums.
Nice.
Which I haven't done in a few years, but I wanted to put it back together again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I try and stay busy.
Yeah. Well, again, it's great to have you. And boy, what you bring to T-Bears music. And again, I've seen you guys live with the full band. And
you know,
we're gonna
play out this way in Agora on August 26th.
Oh, where?
That's again with the full band,
With the full band.
Oh, is that at BJ's or...
The BL.
BL.
No, BL. With Ken.
Right. Yeah, that's a good venue. We went to the Ken Green put on that thing, the concert
the
for Ukraine.
Yeah, that was with us, with the Get Together Foundation.
Yeah. You guys did a great job, and Kevin Wax, and you guys always do a lot of stuff. Great, great
we
stuff.
We all played there. That night, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, remember, I was supposed to...
You didn't get to play.
I was like, at about 12 at night, I said, Lori, there's 10 more acts before
Ken,
you guys. And I go, goodbye.
He hands me his clipboard. He's like, I'm going home.
That's okay. We were going to play Two Tickets to Paradise, me and John Pratt.
You know, you guys just mentioned Ukraine.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good time to bring this subject
up. Please. Set it up.
I watched the Russian invasion on CNN of the week it happened. And I write my lyrics first before I write the music. And I wrote this kind of poem, kind of story about what I was seeing on the newscast called Red Harvest. Now, the Ukraine is known for harvesting a lot of wheat and sunflower oil and things like that for the world. And, you know, they have a big harvest there. But I thought, you know, this is no longer going to be a harvest. This is going to be a red harvest. And so that's what I call the poem. And I sent it over to Lawrence and Tony, and they looked at it, and they said, wow, this is really interesting. And I said, I'm putting some music to it tonight. And I sat down at the piano, and I literally came up with, you know, most of it within 20 minutes, and it was done. We went over to Lawrence's studio. We cut it, and then we had Lee Sklar come in to play some bass, and Otto Pasternak came in with violin, and Gia is actually singing on some of it as well. And I called Bruce Quarto, and I said, you know, we got this thing. And he says, well, let me hear it. I sent it up to him, and he says, you know, Paul Rogers' wife, Cynthia is part Ukraine. She might be from Ukraine. So he sent it to them just to see it, and Paul said to Bruce, well, I would like to do something. I would help on this. So Paul Rogers and I, Paul, of course, is from Bad Company and the band Free, and I consider him to be the best rock and roll singer in England to this day. And he and I do a duet on it. And we finished it. We put a music video out that Lawrence and Tony and I kind of helped. Quarto Valley got behind it. It's on YouTube. It's also on Quarto Valley's website, and it's a free download for everybody. And there's a link to the Red Cross at the end to help the Ukrainian refugees. So we're going to play it for you now. I hope it does bring out your tissues, because this is a tearjerker,
awesome.
A heartbreaker.
And Lori, you treated me well. I see but I'm just seeing how it reads. Red Harvest by Richard T. Bear, featuring Paul Rogers. Not bad company. I was going to say, wow, double entendre. You know, I always have to say, one of my favorite guests, I've been doing this show almost 10 years, was Andy Frazier from Free, the great bass player. His signature's up on that wall, God rest his soul. And his story of how they wrote All Right Now, that Free was touring, and they were playing some college town. He said nobody showed up, and they're backstage after everybody's pissed off.
Wow.
And I think it was Andy that said, hey, guys, don't worry, it's All Right Now, and it led to that song. At least that's the story he told. But he was a great, amazing bass player. Free was just an amazing band, and you're right about Paul Rogers. Anyway, here we go. Red Harvest by T-Bear featuring Paul Rogers.
Taking a trip, but not a vacation. Traveling west without invitation. They go by bus, train, or a car. Some walk to survive, no matter how far.
Gone too far.
Borders a shelter, a place of salvation, a friend to anyone to save their nation.
It's their nation.
Leave the husbands, brothers, and sons who now have to learn to fight with a gun.
Child said, look, mama, a shooting star. Then it exploded in their car.
Homes are burning and lives in tatters.
Children dying cause their lives don't matter.
In the red, red harvest,
red, red harvest,
the world is plunged into darkness. In the red, red harvest, this year,
this year.
This year, no sunflowers grow.
that it?
That's what? It.
Hey, I was watching the video on Lori's phone while it was playing. What?
Turn it off.
I already did.
Go to the next song.
No, I cut you off here. Fantastic. I mean, I did. I got totally lost in the song and watching the video. Phenomenal. Lawrence, fantastic.
Man. Thank you.
Is that Tony on drums too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really, really, really good stuff.
And the violin bit at the end is the last strain of the Ukrainian national anthem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for explaining. I figured it had to have some. Yeah, dynamite.
And I got to tell you, this would never be done if not for Lawrence and Tony. And especially Lawrence. I mean, he put his heart and soul into this thing.
Yeah.
He recorded it. He engineered it. He co-produced it. I mean, it sounds that way.
Yeah.
You know, one of Ed Cherney's favorite fellas mixed it, J.J. Blair. So we want to thank J.J.
Yeah.
Give him a shout out.
Just dynamite all the way around. And Paul Rogers just lending his little thing to it.
I thank Paul.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul and Bruce, for getting behind it. And, you know, I don't know Bruce that well, but I know he's a musician's guy, you know. He really gets behind the bands that he believes in.
Check out the video, everybody. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Red Harvest, T-Bear.
Yeah, I was watching it on your phone. Outstanding. All right, man, let's keep the pattern going. Something recorded, something live. What you got?
Okay, we got a song that's going to be on the next album. And this is getting a lot of attention. I did this on Facebook the other day, and there's something like 800 or 900 views in the last few days. And
everybody loves this one.
People are locked into this, and this is self-explanatory. But you know, you'll hear, you know, what you need to do when you're going through it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the song's called "Breathe." Call when nighttime starts to fall, the sky turns to rust, and it's love me or bust. Just breathe. Just breathe. Choose your seat with the clearest view. Make a choice as the last call chimes. You found a place to land, so I guess you'll do just fine. And breathe. Just breathe. Scour the area for clues, and all the news that fits we print. Whether it's red hot, blue or lime, I guess I'm just marking time. I left my crystal ball at home, wishing it would turn to stone. It's never front page news when there's holes in your shoes. So it's midnight, it's another day. Just like that, I'll drift away. When you're left with nothing up your sleeve, all that's left to do is breathe. So breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Not enough fingers left to plug the holes, and life's rushing in from every side. You're caught in life's landslides, and you tried and tried and cried. Just breathe. Oh, just breathe. So breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe.
Oh yeah, I was gonna let that note go, baby. Fantastic, man. Kudos, that was beautiful.
Thank you, thank you.
So that's a new one?
Yeah, it's brand new, hot off the press.
Wow, thank you for playing it here on the show. You know, I get those little surges in there, and it's a Skype issue, and I haven't been able to resolve it. Mm. I apologize. It's been a problem. I've tried everything, but that's what that is. It didn't get in the way of how good that song was. Lawrence, fantastic as usual. Just absolutely stunning work. So that, are you playing that live? Like Friday night, will people hear that?
We're going to play that. Yeah.
That song's like, from the gigs I've been to, it's always requested.
Yeah, oh, really?
It's always requested. Oh,
nice. Yeah.
People connect to it.
Yeah, well, for good reason. Now, anything you want to promote? T-Bear, your website, when I looked at it, it's the Quarto Valley Records /T-Bear.
Yeah, and I have
what else you got?
T-Bear Tracks.
Okay.
Is my website, and I do a live Facebook show every Tuesday.
Oh,
from 1 to 1:30, called Live from the Bear Cave.
Nice.
And I do it every Tuesday.
And is it a mix of covers as well as originals, requests, or
originals and covers? You know, and things that covers that I do differently, you know, and things like that. I like to do things differently.
Do people send in requests?
Oh, they send in requests. God, do
and
they
you
send
tell them no, I'm doing what I
God,
want.
God, do they send in requests?
Awesome.
But you know, there's people that tune in all over the world that are on the call.
That's
so
cool.
It's really nice to talk to those fans and those people. And I've been doing it just like LJ. He does it 3 times a week. I couldn't stand myself.
I gave up on 3 times a week.
Oh, did you?
Well, originally it was like every day, wasn't it?
No, I did it 5 days a week. It was like
the beginning of COVID. Just, like,
a little bored.
Nothing else to do.
but the thing for me was that I was kind of preparing different things for different shows. So if it was somebody's birthday, like Carol King's birthday, for example, I did Pleasant Valley Sunday. Mm. You know, so when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away and I discovered that she was a big opera fan, I did an arrangement of Nessun Dorma, Puccini. You know, it was like,
you guys got to go back and check that out.
You know, but for me, it was like, it was just the challenge of coming up with new stuff and doing deep dives into old repertoire and stuff. Yeah. And I needed a little bit of time to prepare.
I actually walked into his studio one day and he was working on Schindler's List.
Yeah, I did for a private event, I did an arrangement of the accompaniment for Schindler's List. And the violinist from the from the LA Chamber Orchestra played an actual Stradivarius. Mm. And it was like,
oh, it was
just such a cool thing.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Hey, see, COVID kind of.
So, yeah. So, well, what happened was, Lisa Roy, who unfortunately, it was Danny Kuchmeier's fiance.
Yeah, yeah.
She was my publicist.
She was also the publicist for the immediate family. So,
yeah.
Hence Danny's connection.
And Bruce hooked me up with her. And, you know, she would say to me, oh, you got to do Live at the Bear Cave every week. And then it became, oh, you got to do kind of a podcast called The Bear Facts. And so I did that as well. And it was a conversation with, you know, interesting musicians and people like that. My guests
were... You had Kevin on that, right?
Kevin was on
that. Kevin Wax was on it once.
Stephen Stills did it with me. Chuck Lorre, the producer. Lawrence did it with me. A whole bunch of people have done it, and it's that's also on my YouTube channel.
Oh, good.
You can see all that stuff. So, Live at the Bear Cave, The Bear Facts, Thursday nights, Throwback Thursday, where I do a cover. in the middle of the night. And, you know, we just do things to help people get through the COVID thing.
Yeah.
That was our, you know.
Well, that was a big thing of, like, people who have an international presence trying to figure out what time to do their show.
Well, you know, actually what happened was, true. It's true. And what happened was when COVID broke, you know, I wrote this song called One Day at a Time, right? I got the idea from a lady that lives out here. She's a therapist. I said, well, what are you doing now that you can't go in the office? And she says, well, I'm doing it on Zoom. And I said, did your patients like that? And she goes, I tell them we can all get through this one day at a time. We'll meet on Zoom. And I thought to myself, oh, great hook there. And so we all went in the studio. Mark Foster from Foster the People, Lawrence, Denny Sywell.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Minnell. You know, we all went in there and cut one day at a time, you know. And the reason why we cut it was because everybody in the world listened to that Throwback Thursday, me doing that song in the beginning of COVID, and within like 2 weeks there was 80,000 views.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, so we threw it out there and that's also on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But Laurie's point about, you know, what time do you do it when you have an international audience?
Yeah, what time do you?
That's so challenging. I settled on 1:30 because I figured, you know, it was like tea time on the East Coast. But, you know, I mean, I have audience all around the world.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's the beauty of Facebook. I mean, for all its faults, and there are many, it's a community. And the interactivity on Facebook is superior to that of YouTube, for example, because when you have a chat going on, people can respond to each other, whereas on YouTube, it's just one-dimensional. Same thing with Bandcamp. Mm. But Facebook, you know, you get these kind of nested conversations going on, and it's really interesting to see how it all works.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, and you know, that's, again, COVID is disruptive, and as nasty as it was for the entire world, it really gave birth to a lot of creativity.
Oh, my goodness.
Know, people were forced
to
look at things differently.
And then, like, you can't unlearn it, so you take it with you as you move forward.
I came up with 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I came up with 1 o'clock.
Well, yeah, so 1:30
minutes later.
Yeah. I'm doing it on this Friday. I'll do a Finger Buster Friday. You know, just to get warmed up for the gig.
For all your guitar geeks.
my audience just seem to like, you know, like it when I go, you know, go for broke with that stuff.
Nice.
I do want to say that Lawrence's show at McCabe's was so superb. It was great. I was so happy to be there.
Was it you as a soloist?
It was a magnificent show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you folks need to go out and see Lawrence Juber in person.
Yeah.
Wherever he is. In fact, what's your website?
LawrenceJuber.com.
Yeah. LawrenceJuber.com. Right.
LAU.
Yeah, but if you spell it with a W, it still gets you.
Oh, really? That's smart.
Interesting. See,
he's a clever lad.
Yeah, he is a clever lad and very talented. And you're a smart artist, too, to surround yourself with such great talent. But that's part of it. And again, having seen you live, it's a dynamic band. I love Gia Shambaudi. She's one of the best. Did you know her dad?
She's going to be there Friday night.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did you ever know her dad, Dr. John?
You know, I didn't. I did not.
Did you, Lawrence?
No.
He was a bassist, right? Yeah, he played bass with Elvis Costello.
Amazing.
And Clover with John McPhee.
Yeah.
And because this goes back many years, but he was a chiropractor. Everybody called him Dr. John. And Dr. John Shambaudi, and he's a big, burly guy. And, you know, to adjust you, he'd literally get on top of you, and, you know, boy, your whole body would shake. And I said,
like kickstarting a Harley.
Oh my God, yeah. I said to him one time, I was looking for a female singer, and he says, well, check out my daughter. And that's how I met Gia. And until then, I really didn't know what John's background was, but he's an amazing bass player. Played with some very, very top, I think he even played with Dylan. I think. But anyway, G is cool. I know your band's going to be cool. So we got time for a couple more, and I know you want to, we're going to play one more off your CD, and then we're going to go out with a DC Live special.
Okay.
So this is track 9.
Yeah, this is a story called Give It Up. I found this cassette tape after I had been in Stephen Stills' band.
Cassette, does everybody in the audience out there know what cassette is?
This is a great story. Don't throw your cassettes away, okay? This is why you don't throw your cassettes away. I found this in a shoebox up in a closet and I looked at it, and it said Stills Bear. And I went to play it, and I didn't have a CD player, so I had to go out and buy one. Played it, and I went, oh, this is a good song.
Wait, CD or a cassette player?
I mean, a cassette player.
Yep. Threw me there for a second.
I didn't have a cassette player. And, yeah, and I bought one, and I came home, and I put the cassette in, and I went, oh, this is a good song. What happened to that? Whose song? What? I wrote this with Steven. And we must have been drunker than drunk.
and Steve Stills now.
And, you know, this was back in the day when all bets were off.
Sure.
And long story short, we cut this thing, and I called Steven up. I said, I found one of the songs we wrote when we were touring together. And he says, well, which song? I said, Give It Up. He said, I don't remember that. I said, well, I've cut it. He goes, well, you got it before me, so yeah, okay. And I said, well, you need to play guitar on this. And he said, I do? I said, yeah, absolutely. You wrote it with me. I played on your stuff. I played on Southern Cross. I played on a bunch of your stuff. So let's, come on. He says, this is emotional blackmail. And I said, yes, it is. And we're coming over to your house next week and going to record with you. So we did. And long story short, Walter Trout actually plays on this as well. Lawrence plays on this. So it's Lawrence, Walter Trout, Stephen Stills on the guitars. This went to number one in Europe.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you got
it's
a
called
guitar.
Give It Up.
Give It Up. Here we go.
Oh.
Funky, funky, funky. That's a fat sounding track right there. All right, so we're going to finish up with
the late Mike Finnegan on the organ.
Oh, I love Mike Finnegan. Yeah. I remember seeing Mike
Such
Finnegan.
A brilliant player.
Gosh, back Saddle Peak Lodge was the first time I saw him playing with a little quartet. Yeah, my good friend Gene Black played with him in Joe Cocker's band. Amazing, amazing. Hammond B3 was his thing. All right, maybe inspired by some new sounds that you downloaded. This.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
The room just got bigger.
Take it away, T-Bear.
I saw her today at the reception. Glass of wine in her hand. She was practiced at the art of deception. At her feet, a footloose man. Now you can't always get what you want. No, you can't always get what you want. No, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you get what you need. Yeah, you get what you need. So I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. Lord have mercy, you're looking pretty ill. We decided to have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song for Mr. Jimmy. He looked at me and just said, dead. Now you can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Always get what you want. But if you try sometime, yeah, and if you get what you need. You get what you need, yes you do. Here we go now, boys. Get what you want. No, you can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, get what you need. 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 And you get what you need.
Oh, those girls kept it going, man. Richard T-Bear, Lawrence Tuber, thank you guys so much for being
here
tonight.
Welcome. Lori Reamer on the vocals.
Oh, Lori Reamer, killing it, man. And again, Lori, thanks
as always.
And Don Cromwell on the bass.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's fun, man. It's always fun to jam, even with the old trigger
Miss
finger.
Miss Diane.
Danny.
Oh, Danny.
That's close enough.
Diane. All
right.
We call
Miss
her
Danny.
We call her D4. Danny 4. She's awesome.
Miss
she's
Danny was here.
Yeah, man. Just great music from, like I put my little blurb, from the heart, from the soul. That's where you come from, Richard T-Bear. I know that. And it's all about life and making people feel better, and that's what your music does. And again, surrounding yourself with people like Lawrence and Tony Braunagle and all the other great people in your band and your world. Really appreciate it, man. And thank you to the Star Worldwide Networks back in Phoenix. That's Dave the Mayor Pratt. He's the man that makes it all happen back there. And my lovely producer, Rockin' Robin Cote, with the radio voice, baby. She's written an amazing book, guys, called Soul Stirrings. Amazing. I'm not a big reader. I've said it before. Her book I read in 2 days. It's great. Soul Stirrings. Thank you to our troops, past, present, and future. They're the ones really protecting us day in and day out. Respect your police officers. Pray for peace in the Ukraine. John Lennon said it best, T-Bear. Love is all we need. We need more of it. Just keeping that music alive like you're doing. That's what it's all about. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to Don Cromwell Live. We love you and appreciate it. Go out, have fun, take time, enjoy life. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Don Cromwell Live. Producer, songwriter, musician, and former Air Supply and Eddie Money bassist, Don Cromwell. Every week, Don Cromwell Live connects the artist with you, the fan. Hear Don Cromwell Live as it happens Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Or on demand, 24-7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com. And follow Don at Facebook.com/Don Cromwell. And Twitter at Don Cromwell Live. Don Cromwell Live from StarWorldWideNetworks.com.